Religious repression continues in Eritrea. Radicals move to make another Orissa in neighboring states in India. And persecution is rising in Algeria. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The latest U.S. State Department International Religious Freedom Report indicates Eritrea has made little positive progress on religious liberty. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conandike.
They're trying to crack down on evangelical Christians as a means of controlling or even ridding Eritrea of Christianity. So the government basically is cracking down on anyone who is outside of those registered bodies.
Authorities want to quash anything they consider too radical. On paper, that includes Islam and the Baha'i, but in practice, it seems to mean Christians.
The military seeks to imprison key leaders, making it hard for these churches to publicly worship and spread the gospel in Eritrea.
Keep praying because it's making a difference.
By guiding people as to how to pray, they also just understand the nature of the persecution. It is a positive sign that human rights organizations and the U.S. Department of State are publicly taking notice of the persecution that is going on here and recognizing it, because the Eritrean government itself maintains that no groups or persons are persecuted in Eritrea for their belief or religion.
Elsewhere, more believers in India fear the rising tensions. Extremists in Jharkhand, India now are claiming to make the district like Orissa, where severe persecution began in late August. One Gospel for Asia missionary has already been beaten severely, and fanatics attacked a church receiving help from GFA. Extremists cite a mistranslation in the Jharkhand Bible as the reason for the attacks. Please pray for peace and protection for the Christians in Jharkhand. You're listening to Mission Network News. The violence in Orissa continues to cause problems now for the World Bible Translation Center. Bible distribution is getting more and more dangerous, according to the center's India director, Samson.
The situation is going back to worse, and there is no way that distributors can distribute the copies at the moment. So right now, we have rethinking our strategy of how best we can begin our work there.
New strategies include changing drop-off points for Bibles, as well as distributing Bibles underground. Many Christians have secretly gone to relief camps to replace their Bibles that have been burnt or destroyed. There are several things to be praying about.
Those who are praying for this ministry, please continue to pray for the safety of the workers, at the same time for the human network that is being formed to carry these Bibles to the interior places.
World Bible Translation Center also requests that people donate Bibles if they feel so led. For details on the donations, go to our website. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization reports the increased persecution of Christians in Algeria after several believers were sentenced and fined for their faith. After being ridiculed and pressured, some believers were accused of becoming Christians simply for money or visas. Six believers who received heavy fines and prison sentences were accused of shaking the faith of Muslims. Other believers are on trial again after being found not guilty in the first case. Pray for justice for believers in these court cases. And Mission Network News' Greg Yoder is in Ukraine to investigate new ministry approaches.
Organizations that have been involved in ministry in Russia, Ukraine, and other former Soviet countries are gathering this weekend for an international evangelical missions forum sponsored by Russian ministries. Friday-Saturday sessions will focus on the topic Missions Today, History, Analysis, and New Approaches, Perspectives for International Partnerships in Countries of the CIS. The forum will take place at Russian Ministry's new training center headquarters located just outside of Kiev. During the International Evangelical Missions Forum, leaders and representatives from many different national and international organizations, missiologists, and theologians will analyze the experience, results, new opportunities, and strategies for ministry in the countries of the CIS. Mission Network News will begin special reports at our website beginning tonight. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.